When I was 10 years old, my father rented a VHS camcorder for the weekend for my younger brother and me. We made a video called Mr. Wizard. Mr. Wizard was a talking puppet. He made my brother disappear by waving his magic wand. I paused the camera, moved my brother out of the shot, then started the camera up again while making explosion sound effects into the microphone. Genius. In one way or another, my brother and I have stayed involved in the movies every day since that weekend. This kind of primary experimental zeal with a camera was the driving force behind what many reckon to be the first real motion picture, Méliès' A Voyage to the Moon. Méliès paused his camera too, exploding his characters into puffs of smoke. Or take the Coen brothers, who received their Best Picture Oscar for No Country for Old Men and thanked the Academy for letting them continue to play in their corner of the sandbox. Well, you could do worse than write a love letter to this kind of movie-making fervor, an amour fou so powerful that it causes you to break down the wall between viewer and movie and become a creator yourself. That's what Michel Gondry has done with his new comedy, Be Kind, Rewind. Here's the scoop. Two feckless video store clerks, played by Jack Black and rapper-turned-actor Mos Def, are left in charge of Danny Glover's failing local video store for a few days. Jack Black accidentally becomes magnetized, don't ask, and subsequently erases all the tapes in the store. Rather than admit defeat, constitutionally impossible for any character played by Mr. Black, the two clerks decide to reshoot the movies themselves. Surely nobody will notice the difference. Well, the gag is that the customers like the new versions of the movies better than the originals. Now, rejecting the humdrum studio offerings, customers can order a title of their choice to be sweeted. That is, the newly minted filmmakers claim that the new improved versions of Ghostbusters, Men in Black, and The Lord of the Rings come straight from Sweden. Everybody knows that the two clerks are playing all the parts themselves, but they play along and don't break the spell. Nobody seems to mind that the sweeted films are only 20 minutes long, and $25 a pop seems a reasonable rental fee. The videos are hilarious and are the high point of Be Kind Rewind. Michel Gondry is a smart guy. He made Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, for heaven's sake. He's on to something in Be Kind Rewind. He's sympathetic to a new generation of image consumers for whom a movie is a plastic thing, never complete, something that they can fool around with and remix themselves. He's made a movie for the YouTube generation. And the film has a nicely subversive tone. A suit from the studios, played by Sigourney Weaver, shows up to enforce the FBI warning we all ignore at the beginning of our movie rentals. "But we erased that," Jack Black whines indignantly. When the clerks break into a local Blockbuster video clone, you can almost feel Gondry's desire to heave a very large brick through those modern glass doors. Be Kind Rewind would have been a successful film if Gondry had kept it close to Repo Man's Anarchy. But instead, Be Kind Rewind is a featherweight conceit. Once its one joke wears thin, and admittedly that takes a while, the Save the Video Store story doesn't hold up. Not helping matters is the fact that Jack Black does his antic man-child thing again, but unlike his pain-soaked hedonist in the recent Margot at the Wedding, he's put none of himself into the character. Danny Glover, though, has wise and dancing eyes. He's a comic sage. It's hard not to like any movie that really understands that creativity begins with imitation. My friends after college, Dean and Mike, for over a decade made what we always affectionately just called Dean and Mike movies. Well, mostly these were attempts to clone Steven Spielberg. At one point, they even spent several $1,000s and designed and built a camera crane. Almost killed Dean. Or maybe it was Mike. I've lost touch with those guys, but I like to think that they're still out there and they're still at it. Guys like Spielberg cry out to be sweeted. Reviewing movies for WFIU, this is Peter Noble Kuchera.